Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Cook and Joe, it's our pleasure to have Cam Johnson in. Pittsburgh guy from Ulsh. Spent some time at Pitt, North Carolina, and now the Phoenix Suns. Let's talk about that for a minute, Cam, because that looks like an exciting team to me. Devin Booker is already a star. DeAndre Ayton, I think he had a double-double his rookie year. Now they bring in Ricky Rubio. They have themselves a shooter in the kid they just drafted from North Carolina. What do you think of this team?
I really like the team so far. And I think, you know, the front office has done a really good job of assembling talent and assembling guys that have different traits, you know, that can work together. If you look at our roster now, we got guys at every position, you know, point guard, wing, bigs that can shoot, make plays, defend. And, you know, I think it's a group of high-character guys, and I think that's what the organization was really looking to move forward with and getting guys that, you know, can play and I think are capable of making some noise for sure. Tough division, tough conference.
Oh,
we
yeah.
all know that. And, you know, in the NBA, nothing's ever a cakewalk and nothing's ever as easy as you might think. But
what do you think of how things have exploded, sorry to interrupt, in the NBA this year with all these two-man, these duos around the league?
I love it. I mean, from my perspective, it's, you know, it's guys, you know. I mean – from a competitive aspect, it's probably better than the super team, you know, things that we've seen in the past. But, you know, we got a couple of those duos in our own division. So just it increases the excitement around the league. It increases, you know, everybody's awareness. And, you know, it's going to make for an exciting season for sure.
Cam, let's talk. Everybody knows you started at Pitt and then transferred to North Carolina. And there was some controversy along the way. What was that whole thing for you like? Why did you decide to leave Pitt? And you were kind of in limbo for a while, weren't you?
Oh, the whole thing was tough. It was tough to decide to leave. And I, you know, really had to rely on a lot of people to help me make that decision just because Pittsburgh's home. And, you know, playing here, I got really familiar with campus, the people, lived with my older brother, you know, just so many connections here. It was hard to leave. But when I decided to leave, one thing I didn't want to do was kind of drag Pitt through the mud, so to say. So anytime something came out that made it seem like that's what I was doing, I was like, dang, that's not my intention. But, you know, sometimes media gets a hold of things and it runs. But, you know, I was really thankful for my time here and I'm glad that everything worked out, that I got to play my last 2 years in Chapel Hill just because that was an amazing experience. And to play, you know, under Coach Williams, to play with a group of just really good guys. And the success we had was a lot of fun. I just wish we could have taken a little bit further in the tournament. But when I look at it from a bird's eye view, it was definitely a fun run.
Did you have a backup plan? I mean, Pitt was trying to keep you from going to, and some schools do that, from a conference opponent. Did you have a backup plan?
If I'm being completely honest, I for sure did. I had a couple backup plans. You know, a whole, you know, kind of contingency plan in place for if this goes wrong, then we'll do this. If this goes wrong, then we'll do this. And, you know, my dad helped me with a lot of that because he's pretty good at, you know, making sure that we're in the best position we can be to succeed. And at the end of the day, that's what it was all about. And I felt that North Carolina was my best position. And if that wouldn't have worked out, then I would have gone with the second best option.
I went back today and read the letter that you crafted in the midst of that and just have and had at the time a lot of respect for the way that you put everything out there. And one of the things toward the end of the letter was, listen, they've had a coach leave and a coach come in. Still under contract, leaving and coming in. Athletic directors doing that. Same thing around the country. You know, that happens with coaches, administrators. So why shouldn't I, as a graduate, be able to go where I want? They're all doing it. What do you make of sort of the landscape of college sports that way and the rights of athletes these days, Cameron? Do you think they should be able to, even undergraduate, move as they please?
There's a lot of factors at stake in that, and it's much easier to give an answer if you don't know as much. What I studied at North Carolina was sports administration, specifically focused on college. And what I'm writing my thesis, which I'm finishing up soon, about is graduate transfers and just transfers in college athletics. So I spent a lot of time looking at it, and the one conclusion that I have made for sure is that there is no easy answer to any of the problems in college athletics. In terms of transfers, I do believe that graduate transfers should have the freedom to go where they want to go, where they need to go, especially under extenuating circumstances. Undergraduate transfers, I also believe, should be able to go where they want to go. Now, that brings up, you know, the competitive balance and all that, but I think the root of all of the issues is very deep and not to be fixed with one simple rule change. You know, why do student athletes want to transfer? Well, are they overpromised things? Was their recruiting trip not what they were going to step into when they first stepped on campus? You know, when you go on a recruiting trip, they might whine and dine. You tell you everything you want to hear, but that first day you get on campus, you're getting chewed out by the coaches. You're in the weight room grinding hard. You're in class, and it's just not as glorious as it make it seem. And then, you know, everybody thinks the grass is greener somewhere else, or they transfer, maybe transfer again. So there's other issues that contribute to, you know, what they call the transfer epidemic. But in terms of a rule change, I'm racking my brain trying to figure out what we can do to fix it, to fix the whole situation, to make college athletics, you know, the best possible scenario for kids trying to get their education and trying to progress their athletic careers.
That's a pretty good answer right there, Ron. And now we know your dad told us you had a 4.6 grade point average in high school. That's me and Ron and another guy combined.
Right. We determined.
How do you get a 4.6?
We determined that you had your mother's brains, not your dad's. that's the conclusion I can.
Well, you know, I was a freshman in high school at 5'8 and a sophomore in high school at 5'11. So it wasn't easy for me to just be like, oh, I got basketball, I'm good. And, you know, my parents pushed us real hard in, you know, academics, make sure we get the best grades. And I got my first B in middle school. I came home, I was crying, like, because I thought I was, you know, really going to get a whooping or something. But in high school, I didn't really have anything. You know, I thought, you know, if I had to, academics would be something that took me a long time. I looked at engineering programs here and there. And then as I started to grow and my body kind of started to kind of grow up with me, then I was like, yeah, you know, my basketball dreams are still alive, but that doesn't mean you sacrifice academics.
Cam?
Yeah, it was a B on a test.
B on a test.
Not a whole class, just on a test. And I went home and I just started crying, like, please don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
Do you have one more segment in you?
Yeah, for
Could
sure.
Could you stick around? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. We have Cameron Johnson in studio with us. When are you heading out to Phoenix?
I got a couple things I need to take care of. August 8th, we have some type of photo shoot thing with a bunch of rookies, and then what's called the Rookie Transition Program, which is like the NBA Players Association kind of puts it together to kind of give everybody a head start and a head start on thinking of how to be a pro and what it comes along with it.
Want to ask you about that. I also wanted to ask you, especially for younger kids out there listening, how you became such a great shooter. So we'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.